Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
When you switch your car insurance to Farmers, you can save a bundle, folks. All you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get yourself a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Thank you, Fizz. That's David Fizdale, former NBA coach. And what a show we've got for you today. And it is NBA heavy, folks. A little bit of NFL, but a lot of NBA. Some great stuff to talk about. I mean, NBA action, as far as I'm concerned, fantastic. So we're going to talk about it today for the next 3 hours and some other stuff, as I said. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be disappointed. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. How are you, brother?
So wait a minute. Do you work for the league now? Fantastic. And the NBA?
I think it is.
You know?
I think it is. I'm just stating my opinion. Okay. You would say that for about baseball.
It just sounded like a little commercial. NBA's
no
fantastic.
Denials there?
I'm just saying.
No denials there?
What?
That you would say that about baseball?
I don't know if I would repeat a baseball comment. Yeah, let me see what a baseball commercial, because I remember the NBA. That was with Stern. You remember the NBA?
Yeah, they had that commercial.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what made it sound strange that you were doing that.
Yeah. I don't care. I like the NBA. And to me, it is. So, yes, I said it was fantastic. I'm excited. I think it's rounding out to be a nice season, even though there's too many blowouts, as we talked about. I get excited about watching a game and the team's down 20, you know, early in the second quarter.
Hard to watch. That Laker game was awful.
Some of them are. Yeah, well, you look at that team, without their two stars, it ain't much to write home about.
No.
We're going to get into that, too. Yeah, we're going to get into that, too. You've already buried them 6 feet deep.
Yes, I don't have to wait. I'll just, like, let's get it out. Let's get it done out of the way. And one thing I did bring up yesterday, and I know we're going to talk about it, this Nets West Coast trip here and whether or not they can, without Kyrie and without KD, continue to win. And, Chris, they did it last night, but we'll get into that. It's an incredible story when you really start to look at what they've done. It really is.
Absolutely.
I've been coming to the NBA since 1987.
Steve Nash is doing an outstanding job.
Is it Steve Nash?
I mean, it's interesting, Rob, because Nash, and I said that facetiously. I don't think he's fine. You know, he's fine. But I feel like he's just there. You know what I mean? Like, in a lot of cases, you, even though they got all this talent, you would look at the coach and give him some credit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at Steve Nash like he's there.
No,
that's it.
I hear you. I mean, it's not like, and last night they had to come back and they won it, you know. But normally, you know, they're up big or they're running away. There's no coaching going on. Just keep playing, right, Chris?
Yeah, and
just
even if
playing.
It's close, I mean, those dudes know what they're doing. And I don't think Kyrie did him any favors, even though he apologized by him saying, you know, we don't need a coach. Even if you feel that's true, it just, you know, I think a little of that's lingering. And people are feeling like Nash isn't really doing anything, you know, and you feel like it's all on the player. So, but we'll get to the Nets in a moment. But let's introduce the iCouple crew. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos on a Worship Wednesday. And hey, Brian Finley on the update. All right, Rob, we got Stu Jackson joining us too. Stu Jackson at the bottom of the hour.
When I covered the Knicks, Stu was the coach.
Yep. Yeah, some bad times.
Yes, there were bad times.
That run. Not. I'm not saying it was Stu's fault. It was just some bad times. Stu didn't get a break when he had his coaching jobs. Did he coach Vancouver? I know he was a GM up there.
Yeah, I don't know. He was one of the first coaches, Chris, that I remember, a black coach who didn't play in the league. He's one of the few.
Still, there aren't that many.
No, black
guys
who
never.
Well, actually,
you've had more Mike Brown, Lloyd.
Right, now you've had it, but I think when Stu got that job, like white coaches, you didn't have to play in the league, but there were most black coaches had played before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it'll be fun to talk with Stu about all things NBA. All right, Rob, we're going to Charles Barkley came out with a strong, strong comment. He was talking to Mike Greenberg on ESPN today. Well, was it? I believe it was today. Yep. And we have it. So I'm just going to let you play it. Here it is.
No disrespect to LeBron or Giannis or anybody. James Harden might be the best basketball player in the world, period. That style in Houston was never going to win, but he has adapted and changed. I think he is a little bit better defensively. You got to give that man some credit.
All right, go ahead, Rob. I'm going to let you have this one first.
Yeah, and you know what? He didn't go over the top. He said Mike.
He used the word Mike.
I'm cool with what he said as far as where Harden is playing. The transformation from what Houston was. And we know, Chris, he led the league in assists before. And we knew he had that skill. But the way to come to a team where you're asking to come there with two other guys who had come there as free agents and had planned this whole thing to interrupt the party and bring his ball with him, you know, and all that. And to do what he's done which has been, I've marveled at it. I could sit here and act like I'm not. They just keep winning no matter who's playing. And the constant is James Harden. Chris, that's the constant.
The constant. You are not lying about
that.
Am
I right?
Because Kyrie is out. It seems like on average is probably at least once every 2 weeks. On average. You know, obviously he had the 2 weeks where he took off. But then, you know, every few weeks he misses a game. And now he's off these next three or the next two now. And then, of course, Durant hasn't been there. So I feel you. I'm going to say this first, Rob. I'm not surprised by what Harden's doing. I have felt like he's always had these skills. And you may remember when the trade was made, I didn't know if it would work out this way. But I said, if the Nets are smart, then Harden should be the point guard. Kyrie should be the two. I wasn't sure if Kyrie would accept it. And then obviously you got Durant in the front court. That's because Harden is a straight up playmaker. He is more of a playmaker than Kyrie. And then most of these point guards in the league today. I mean, and that includes Steph and Damian Lillard, all the greatest point guards. Most of them are, they can pass. Steph is a really good passer, and so is Kyrie and some of the others. But they are score-first guys. They average 6-7 assists a game. Harden, Harden's averaged 10 or more the last 3 years. And I know some of that, you know, assists aren't always an indicator of a guy being a true point guard. Because, you know, an Allen Iverson, a Russell Westbrook, they are true scorers. But they get their assists by, you know, they're going to score. Oh, the defense has locked me up. Now I'm kicking it to somebody, and then you get a bucket. Harden is setting dudes up. And I think Barkley said it right. Because my general rule, Rob, is you don't earn the mythical title of best player in the world in the regular season. You get the MVP award and all that from the regular season. But best player in the world, that's generally something that you really do your thing in the playoffs. It doesn't mean you win the championship, but you get busy. And you weren't the reason or any factor in y'all losing because you did your thing. Your team just wasn't good enough. And so I'm not ready to say Harden's the best player in the world, but what I am ready to say, Rob, is he's in the discussion. I think he's playing better. Who's playing better? Nikola Jokic is playing well. But I take Harden.
Chris, I'm going to say this about your NBA writer brethren. If they could really look at the league, where it is now, who's playing, what team is doing what, and not identify James Harden as the best guy playing right now, that's no disrespect. Not like any other guys aren't playing. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Like it's. But if you can honestly look at what's going on, where he's playing without his other pieces, and they continue to run. I asked in the pre-show meeting, I'm not sure, Chris, what did I say? They've won nine straight games against Western Conference?
I believe so. And they've won 16 of their last 18.
18?
They've 16. Beaten every contender or pretender, meaning close to contender,
right,
in the league. Period.
Who have they
last
not
night,
beaten?
They go into Portland and beat Portland.
And Portland
has CJ and Lillard.
Yeah, and they were coming off an embarrassing loss, Chris,
right,
on Sunday. So they have reason to bounce back. Am
yep.
I right? At home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to your point, Rob, NBA.com, and look, we respect all these cats.
Yeah,
they got Harden
sixth. Definitely.
How? They got Harden sixth.
There ain't no five
in
guys
the MVP
better, Chris.
Race.
Sorry.
The only thing I can say, and this is their prerogative, I think some guys, because I've seen other places where he's fourth, he's fifth, whatever. I think some guys are clearly holding Houston against him. That's all. That's the only thing that I can see. Because if you just look at it as basketball, who's what a guy is doing on the court, no one is playing better. And typically, Rob, when a guy has another superstar or two on the team, that hurts you in the MVP voting.
No doubt about it. Shaq and Kobe never had a lot of MVPs because of that. We get it.
But it's not unprecedented. Bird won three straight with McHale and Parrish. And
Dennis
Johnson.
Those are all Hall of Famers. So,
yes.
So, right.
Magic won his three with, you know, Worthy and Kareem was there, I believe, one of them. And then LeBron, Rob, here's the thing. LeBron won two in Miami with Wade and Bosh.
Right.
So
obviously
Durant won it with Westbrook. Yeah. And so and again, he's done all this so far essentially without Durant.
This whole run, Chris, I think Durant's missed 15.
I think he played one of the games.
He played the first game in the West Coast. Remember when they won? When it went 5-0, I think he played in that first game.
Sacramento, maybe.
Yep, and that was it.
Right.
I mean, since then, I do,
and I've said, Robin, and I think we both have said, Durant's the best player on the team. But I hedged it a little bit. I don't know, a week or two ago. Like, man, this thing is close. Because obviously Durant is just such a silky smooth automatic score, but obviously Harden does more on the offensive end, and he can score as much as Durant. Now defensively he's not as good, but he's not the joke defensively that he used to be. You know what I mean? Like he's putting forth effort defensively.
Yeah,
like Harden, that boy's bad, man. I'm with Charles. He might be the best player in the world.
And Charles said might. I give him that. You know what I mean? Like he said
it wasn't
he
a hot
might
take.
Be.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a hot take to me. I think that's legit to say he might be the best player in the league right now.
Nobody's going to say Jokic is the best player in the league. I don't believe that. I don't believe anybody would say that.
No.
Maybe some of these analytics lovers.
Geeks, right.
Right. Is LeBron playing? LeBron obviously does it more on the defensive end, especially this year. He's been playing well there. But Harden is having just as much success, and he doesn't have Anthony Davis, and he's balling out. Giannis got his issues. He got his warts, you know? So I think Barkley's right on the money. But what say you? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Is James Harden the best player on the planet?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
I'm going to let this breathe. This is not only my favorite song. This is DJ Alex Tyshirt's favorite song. We are indeed blessed on a Worship Wednesday, folks, and we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Big question here. Is James Harden the best player in the world? We asking you. We want to know. Rob Parker said it last year, right now.
That's right, right now.
He said Harden was the best player in the world for a 2-week stretch.
He was balling out.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, let's kick it off with
Bobby.
You
having trouble with that Nokia?
No, I don't. Bobby Kansas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yep. Yeah, Bobby. What's up?
Hey, man, first time, long time, man. You know, I love you guys like everyone else.
So Thank you, buddy. Man. Don't make it the last.
You know I won't. I'm listening every day, but I'll get to it here. So, no, I don't think James Harden is the best player in the NBA, and I'm going to stand on these points here. I haven't seen my man do anything past this time of the year, right? So, when we get to doing all this stuff, we living on right now and all that stuff, I just don't really believe that it's really real because there's not a ratcheted up pressure. He's going out there every night, and half these guys want to play, half of them don't. Of course he's dropping triple-doubles. Now, when he does this, when it's
that
money
doesn't
time,
mean that you wait a minute, but wait a minute. There's two things. Hold on. Two things. First of all, we can't talk about what's going to happen 3 months from. We're talking about the season right now. That's unfair for you to say.
I know.
Well, I haven't seen him do anything. Well, we're talking about right here, right now. So that's what we're judging. We have a show now. We're not going to wait till the finals are over and then have a conversation about James Harden.
Not the best player.
No, right. And number two, coming out and getting a triple double doesn't mean that you win 16 out of 18. It just doesn't. They've won 9 straight against the Western Conference. They've beaten every good team in the league. You got to give them some credit for that.
This is my only question to you. This is y'all's show. Where was all that in Houston though? A couple weeks ago.
Well, no, he was trying to get traded. And I'm not excusing the way he did things, but Harden took it this way. I'm a ball. I told y'all I want to be traded. You said you'll work with me. Okay, I'm going to go out and ball. And first 3 games, he gets 44, 34, and 33 or something like that. And then he's seeing, you know what? They're taking this like, shoot, we can keep James. He's going to play this nicely. this well, you know, we could keep him. He saw it, so then he dialed it back a little for five games and still gave you 17 and 11. Wasn't like he just played horribly, but he dialed it back a little, and then they said, you know what, we got to trade him. So, all right. Yeah, go ahead.
Elijah in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Elijah?
What's up, fellas? Hey, as long as there's a guy named Michael Jeffrey Jordan on the planet, he can only – Harden can only be number two.
Well, hold on. We're talking about current players right now.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Give me a little leeway here, guys. When Harden was with Houston, if you don't think he's number one now, it's because people are holding it against him. When he was with Houston, he was kind of like Deion Sanders when Deion Sanders stopped tackling. He was just a cover corner. That's what he was getting paid for. In Houston, he was like, hey, I got to be the number one scorer. That's my thing, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it well. Now he's with Brooklyn. He's turned into a whole nother guy. He's the best player in the league. He's dishing dimes to these guys, getting easy buckets for his team. All of a sudden, we think all these Brooklyn guys are good because James is up in their game. James is obviously the best player on the planet. He's even playing good defense. He's got decent hands when he's still in the ball.
Right.
I don't want to hear no LeBron talk. Go ahead, guys.
Good. That's a good call. He's active. And let me say this, Rob, because Harden, look, and he has had some stinkers in big playoff moments.
No doubt.
All right, defending that. But he's also had some big games. You know, in the seven-game series, remember when they almost beat Golden State? Here's his numbers for those. 41, 27, 10, and 10, 20, and 9, 30, 19, 32, and 32. Game 6 and 7 without Chris Paul, he had 32 twice. Back-to-back games. Now, he shot 12 for 29 in Game 7. But remember, that's without Chris Paul against one of the best defenses in the league. So they're focused on you. I mean, I'm just saying he's also had some big playoff games. Right. In big moments, but he has had stinkers, but it's not
stinkers,
like every
people
time.
Remember that, right?
Right. Not like every time there's a big moment, he's gonna choke.
All right, let's squeeze Keith from New Orleans. Our man Keith, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, y'all need to get a hotel room, man, for all the love Nick and y'all doing for James Harden, man.
Man, I need baby oil and a cigarette after this.
Man, all right, let's hear what – that's a nice little opening line. Let's hear what you're going to back
it
up.
Let's hear this.
I just think that, you know, he's playing with no pressure because he's not the best – he's not going to say the best player on the team.
Well, hold on. So right now he is. Durant's out.
Right, but for lack of availability.
Now he's the best player on the team right now. That's playing right now.
Right, he's the best player available. Right. So, with that being said, you know, you say that James Harden's best claim to fame is almost being Golden State. That's not good enough. You know what I mean? Him almost being successful is not good enough to say he's, you know, on a guy like LeBron level, on a guy like Giannis level, on a guy like Durant level. I just think that he cannot be the best player on your team and win a championship. So, by all stretches of the imagination, it's LeBron, man. The same guy for the last 17 years is the best player in the
world. Well, look, I said you're not going to become the best player in the world in the regular season. Let's see what you do in the playoffs. But there was a time when LeBron, before he went to Miami, he hadn't gotten it done either in the playoffs.
Thank you.
I mean, he did work. I mean, you know, we remember 07, Rob, when he got to the finals, he killed Detroit and – you know, he played Orlando when they lost. He was phenomenal. But my point is just that, you know, just because Harden hasn't gotten over the hump yet doesn't mean he won't get over the hump. Durant hadn't gotten over the hump before he went to Golden State. So if they win the next two championships or two of the next three or something like that, and Harden is doing this, people are going to have to give him love, man.
I that's what I'm saying, Chris. You just can't hold everything in the past against him.
Right.
When he's doing what he's been able to do so far. I don't know what you're watching this year.
All right. Oh. We got Stu Jackson coming up. We'll continue this conversation with him. But first, hey.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is a former NBA head coach, general manager, worked in the league office, and also been a broadcaster. I mean, nobody knows the NBA better than our next guest, Stu Jackson. Stu, welcome, man.
What's
How
up,
are you?
Stu?
I'm doing well. Hey, Chris, you forgot to mention longtime friend of Mr.
Yes.
Broussard and Mr. Parker.
Yes,
That's
indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Before you came on,
was
Stu,
ripping you.
I know.
Rob was ripping you.
I said, I covered the Knicks when Stu was coach. I remember that. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? You know, if I only knew then what I know now.
Uh-oh. Right. Uh-oh.
We would have been dangerous. Would have been
That's
dangerous.
Right. You know it.
Well, Stu.
Go ahead.
Thanks for joining us, man. And we were just talking about Charles Barkley's comments. I don't know if you saw him about James Harden, but he said he might be the best player in the world right now. What do you think about that? You think Harden is the best player in the world?
You know, I'm a little bit biased because I'm not the hugest James Harden fan. I would put him in the category as one of the very best offensive players in the world today, and maybe one of the best offensive players of all time. I mean, I do think he's that good. My issue with James Harden has always been, and I'm not being critical, I'm trying to be objective, is that throughout his career, playing on both sides of the ball to a level of excellence that you expect from a superstar, you know, in the way of like LeBron or Michael Jordan and people like that, it's fluctuated and been inconsistent with him and has been somewhat dependent on, you know, how much is on the line, what coach he has and things of that nature. So that's been sort of my, you know, concern with James throughout his career. The last thing is, you know, I've always had this stigma about James Harden, and you guys may not agree with me, but ever since his days at Arizona State, he's had this stigma that he doesn't play well in big games that matter, for fear of sounding like a cliche. But the proof is in the pudding. He's had some games on like game sevens or right. NCAA, you know, one and done, and he hasn't played well. So that's always been another concern of mine.
And that's all fair, and that's all on his Definitely. Resume and all on his tape. So, Stu, Chris and I will second that. But when we talk about what the Nets are doing right now, no KD – no Kyrie currently. They've won 16 out of 18. James Harden and the Nets, and he's the constant. Haven't you been impressed by what he's been able to do coming to Brooklyn? And despite not having your best player in Durant and not always having Kyrie, that they've been able to win at this clip. They've won 9 straight games against Western Conference teams. They've beaten every single good team in the league. Do you marvel at it at all?
No, you know, in that sense, you're preaching to the choir. Of course I'm impressed. I mean, it's undeniable what he has done. Again, to qualify it, my issue with him has always been, you know, consistency over time. Can he lead the way that he is leading right now, leading a basketball team? I just want him to keep doing it. Like, I'm rooting for him. He doesn't give a darn whether I'm rooting for him or not, but I'm just saying as a fan and an observer, you know, his greatness is undeniable. And what he's done, it's just, can he do it, like, continue to do it over time?
Stu,
I don't know.
I'm assuming, you know, the Lakers will be healthy, the Nets will be healthy. And I was, for a long time, I felt like the Lakers are the best team in the world. But now I feel like it's Brooklyn, because I think KD will fit in fairly seamlessly just because of his style of play. But is it a bad precedent if, let's say, Brooklyn wins it? Is it a bad precedent for, I mean, KD, who knows how many regular season games he's going to play? Kyrie is dipping out, you know, every few weeks. Steve Nash is a brand new coach. If they're able to just kind of come together and not even play that many regular season games together, and then win the championship, could that be a bad precedent that maybe people or players take the regular season even less seriously than they already do?
I think you bring up a good point, but
Chris, at the end of the day, and I'm just going with my gut, I don't think it will happen for them that smoothly, whereby as great a team as they have, if they sort of go through the NBA, through the Eastern Conference Championship, and ultimately win, you know, the finals. I just, conventional wisdom says that that will be really difficult to do, just given, you know, the injury situation that they've had. This is their first year together. You mentioned they've got a new coach, you know, trying to navigate, you know, through the playoffs, not as a player. We know Steve Nash is a great player. But all of those factors, and this conventional wisdom says that somewhere they're going to falter. I mean, I've always felt and observed that championship teams in the NBA, before they actually win it, have to go through a series of adversities together, because that's where they learn, that's where they grow, that's where they correct mistakes, that's where they, you know, control emotions. And until a team really goes through all of those things, you know, for a season at least, I think it's really difficult to, like, all of a sudden hit the button, say, listen, we're great, we have the best record in the NBA, and we're going all the way to the finals. That's just my own opinion, that I think it's really tough to do. I mean, case in point.
Only team I can think of was Boston in 08. And they went 7 in their first two games, rounds of the playoffs.
Two rounds, right.
Yeah. That's a fair point. As a case in point, and listen, don't call me crazy here, but you look at a team like the Utah Jazz, which nobody talks about, nobody believes in.
All right, you're crazy.
But they've been through a lot of stuff. And for that reason, they're galvanized in a way that, to me, makes them a little bit dangerous, even though nobody's sort of giving them their due. I'm just saying.
You're right about that. Nobody's. I'm not giving them. Are you giving them much of a shot?
I'm
third
giving
best
them,
team in the way. You got them hired in third.
I'm
in
giving
the
them a Mountain Dew. That's about all the dew I'm giving them. Thank you. Try to build.
Go ahead, Rob. You got.
No,
something?
I was going to say one last thing for me. People dancing in the streets in New York to think that if you get to 500, Stu, it's time for a ticker tape parade down Broadway. The Knicks have been hovering around 500, and people are ultra excited about it. Is that good? I mean, or does that tell you how bad and how far the franchise has fallen that people celebrate being 500?
Well, listen, please, allow us, and, you know, part of my blood is still blue and orange. Please.
I know you wish that was the standard when you were coaching.
I know, when you were coaching,
yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. I'd still be there. But, hey, but listen, please, allow us to be delirious, okay? I know it's wrong. You're exactly right. It's an indicator of just how, you know, far the bottom fell out. But it's like we're all, as fans, just crazy about the fact that we've got a team that looks like night in and night out for anything else. They're competitive. And I think that's all intelligent basketball fans in New York City want. Like, I do think they're the greatest fans, you know, in the country, if not the world, but in part because they know the game of basketball. There's history, there's tradition, there's generational history here with the New York Knicks. And what we see in this team is a team that, okay, we know we're probably not championship caliber level. We know that we're still probably a player or another half player and a half player away. But with what we got, we'll take it because we're proud. They're competitive. You know, they work. You know, they may be getting overworked by Tom Thibodeau, but that remains to be seen. but they work, and, you know, we're happy. So leave us alone.
We'll leave you guys alone after the first round.
That's right.
Because they'll be done. There'll be nothing else to talk about. So great stuff, Stu, man. We appreciate it as always, man. Thanks
a lot. Stay well, Stu.
Yes.
All right. Always enjoy being on, guys. Take care and stay safe.
Yep. All right, brother. All right. Hey, you might be getting tired of it, but it's here to stay for at least a while. Deshaun Watson, there's more news coming out. We're going to talk about it next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It's the I Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. And Rob, Deshaun Watson, right now the tally is at 16 women.
The tally. Just that you're even saying that. You know what I mean? Every day is changing.
I know. And thankfully, it hasn't increased today. But that's probably coming, it seems like. Mike Florio, as you know, Pro Football Talk, who used to be a lawyer, practiced law for 18 years. He wrote a blog today, Rob, saying that if he were representing Deshaun, he said, first of all, I would make him take a polygraph test because he wouldn't want to represent him, you know, without being confident that he was telling the truth.
And I understand,
which, as you know,
that,
lawyers don't always do that. But yeah, and something
no,
like
but
this.
In a situation like this where you're talking right. about females and what went on, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to represent somebody, you want to feel confident.
Absolutely.
That this didn't happen. This is if this what they claim happened. That's bad. It's real bad.
It's terrible.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So I get Mike Florio saying that. I really do.
Yeah, and then, Rob, he said his advice to Watson, whether he was guilty, innocent, or, you know, somewhere in between, because maybe some of the case situations he was guilty, you know what I mean? Some he wasn't, whatever. He said he would advise him to settle now. He said, no, whether you think you are innocent, whatever, settle now.
Chris, I don't disagree with him because when you go through this and you have to go through these cases and prove and give up your phone and your emails and your texts. You know what I mean? Like, it right. could be ugly. It could be. That's why a lot of people settle, because of the damage that could be done.
But here's the thing, and you look, if he settles, obviously there's even you could do it. What they could do it without a full admission of guilt. The fact that you would settle, people are gonna think you were guilty. And his football career would go on. Now, he might be suspended and, you know, exempt list, commissioner's exempt list, all that. But his career would go on, and eventually he'd move on, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and all that, you know, all that stuff. However, Rob, if you're in his shoes, and let's just say he didn't do it, and he know there is nothing he did wrong, and these women are making this up. And again, I'm not saying they are. I'm just, for the sake of argument, if he's innocent, could you settle on that? Or would you just be like, look, man, I want to clear my name. You know what I'm saying?
Chris, I think that that's doable if it's one or even two people, two women. I think that's doable. 16, I just don't think that's doable. I think there's a case.
So you just think no matter what, people are going to think.
There's too much. Yeah.
Even if he's exonerated. Yeah. Some people are going to think, yeah, he did it.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you could fight the case. I hear what you're saying. And it makes total.
Because you hate to have your name. You're a sex offender then. You know what I mean? For the rest of your life.
But if he settles without accepting that he did anything wrong, you know what I mean? And his thing could be like, I need to move on with my life, man. This was, you know, I made contact with some women that I shouldn't have, and there was some, you know, miscommunication, and maybe it didn't turn out the way they wanted it. So I'll take responsibility for that, Chris. Do you know what I mean? Like, like that's the only way
he can talk about it without fully admitting guilt.
Admitting that, you know what I mean? Like, right? I thought we were just having fun, right, or whatever, and it turned out to be that maybe they weren't having as much. Whatever word you want to use, but to defend 16 against 16 women, it just seems like a lot to me.
I was talking to a lawyer earlier, and he said, look, he said this. He said Florio's advice isn't bad. He said it's definitely not bad, but it's not that cut and dry. He said Deshaun is not just done. You know, like he's absolutely got no chance. He said, look, these women, each of them has got to prove the case. And you're talking about two people being in a room where we're presuming there were no cameras. It's his word against hers. The judge can't look at it like, well, all these women can't be lying. You got to prove it in each case. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.